Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Check, check.
Check, 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 check.
Do you want me to play it back? Or... There we go. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Off Script, a podcast
where we sing for you. I think we did that before, and that was
We've
my...
done it many times, yeah.
That was my Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Oh, yeah.
Video that we never ended up posting.
We never posted it, and we can't remember what episode it went with. So, Allie, maybe sing it again, and we'll post it this week.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got this.
Oh. Okay, well, we're not going to record it again, so we have the video from last time.
Do it again for our listeners.
Twinkle, twinkle,
twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. I really should have did a comparison. Like, I should have recorded that. And then we could have did a comparison video for this.
Oh, but darn. Maybe we'll for sure release the video now.
Hopefully. Watch us not again. We'll be like, oh, wait, but we have this video we need to post too.
Yeah,
let's totally post forget. That.
Nope. Oh, gosh.
Allie doesn't want to show you guys the awesomeness that is her singing Twinkle Little Star.
Well, I mean, they heard it. They definitely.
Twice now.
Like, I didn't even give you guys a different song.
Next time.
Oh, man. Anyways. Okay. So here's I wanted to give you guys an update because Cameron, our
Cozy Socks.
Yeah, but no, what was I trying to say? Our
charity?
No, the length of the fundraiser. The
duration?
Sure.
Time frame?
I don't know, you guys. It is up. So we as I mentioned in the super short minisode a while ago, that we did Cameron's Cozy Socks from Cameron's birthday to October 31st. And we donated all of them on November 3rd, which is his 3-year mark of getting his angel wings. And so here's an update. We have earned, or we donated, 687 pairs of socks.
That's a ton of socks.
So exciting. I mean, when you think of charities and big schemes, you're like, that's like nothing. But
yeah,
we
for
are
the small little thing.
We're
yeah.
itty bitty, like just me and my mother-in-law run it. Mm-hmm. And like, that's really exciting. And so mm-hmm. especially, I mean, first year we earned, I think maybe 300 more pairs. And naturally, because everybody's like, oh, we're so sad.
So
still.
Sad. Mm-hmm.
and then last year it dipped way down. So we earned about double from last year. So that's really exciting. And then financially, we earned $655, which is, again, about double what we earned last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to save the financial bit because on Black Friday, Fred Meyer, which is Kroger.
Grocery store. Type store.
Yes.
That also sells clothing.
Yes.
That was about to sound weird. A grocery store. We're going to go buy socks.
Yes, they're like an everything. It's kind of like a Walmart.
Yeah.
Except the little more bougie.
Yeah.
Not too much. Like, these aren't good, crazy expensive socks.
No.
But
they do a good deal on Black Friday.
On Black Friday, it's half off socks. So like last year, we got $600 worth of socks with $300. So this year, we're going to get about $1,300 worth of socks for all the money we earned. And I don't know if any of you listeners donated, but I had some random people Venmo that I didn't know who they were. So if it was you, thank you so much. And and we donated to Tacoma Rescue Mission. So it's like, it's, you know, helping our friends who are just having a rough time. And so they help men, women, children, everybody. So yeah, that's my little update. Brie was like, "You're going to talk about Cameron's cozy socks." And I was like, "Okay.
It's going to take 5 minutes." And she was exactly right.
Exactly. That's not true. I sang too.
That's true. And we have my screw up at the start.
Yeah. All right. It probably took me 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I drew a blank. I was like, I know right before we started recording, we said what else we're going to talk about.
So last night we had girls' night. And part of girls' night, which was so exciting because I don't think we had a girls' night.
We haven't had a girls' night in like a year. If not more.
Dude, yeah, it's definitely been since you've been dating John, because I'm like, come over here and tell me all the juicy gossip.
I want to know. And then, of course, I get there and my mind draws a blank. I'm like, what do I tell her? Because, like, I also think that I feel like I tell you everything. But, like, a lot of the stuff that I don't tell you, I'm like, I'll tell her in person. And then
never do.
Weeks go by. I forget about it.
Well, no, that's okay. We talked about a lot of good stuff, but we also decided to figure out Oscar off script. Stuff.
Yeah, because actors are very close to sealing their deal.
Keep saying that, but it's legit this time.
Yeah, yeah. I had my hopes up a little bit too high yesterday, even though I told myself not to. But I do think that within this week or next week, they're going to close that up. So that's exciting. But in that, Allie and I realized that we only have 3 weeks left of what we were considering this season.
Right. So it's like, because we always end, you know, in
November,
like Thanksgiving time.
Yeah. Guys enjoy your holidays.
The reason we do that, yeah, is for us to enjoy our holidays and you guys to enjoy yours. And people are just busy during the holidays. So people don't listen to podcasts as much. And so it's kind of the perfect time
for us to take a break
and like regroup. Now we understand that's been kind of like a break all
this whole season. Yeah.
But in the same time, it hasn't been for us because we've been working.
You guys might not even believe us because it's like, hello, where are episodes? But we do. We have three episodes that we need to record. We're recording one tonight and then two that we need to record for season three, and then we're done with season three and we can start on season four. But we realized that, say, the strike gets over next week, so then the next week we can start releasing our content, then we're going to get pushed into our next season, so then basically our whole entire schedule gets so screwed up because then our breaks would get pushed back and like everything would just get all out of whack. And you guys know how hard I try to keep our schedule well, which also sucks because we did something fun with season four where I had Allie screw up season four. But then in our planning of how to fix season three, we realized let's just put season four back to how it was so that we can.
Yeah, we had like this whole TikTok video for you guys where it was like we pick a card and it's like that's how we rearrange the whole schedule. And it was so fun to watch Brie squirm because she's like, oh, no, book in like March or April. No, it's supposed to be in February.
I saved the children's book for the very last of the month and then it ended up getting pulled. So it was like one of the first ones. Yeah. So it was fun, but thanks to a stupid strike.
Yeah. And since it's, yeah. So, yeah, our game plan, I think, is just we're going to kind of merge the seasons.
Season 3 and season 4 are going to kind of get released simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Season 4 will be getting released on the regularly scheduled Mondays, since technically this is season 4's time to shine. And then season 3 is going to get released in place of a mini-sode. But every other week we're going to change it up and do a mini-sode.
So that we can still chit-chat with you guys and keep you updated on our lives. Could you imagine going a whole
season
where we don't tell them what is going on in our lives? The next mini-sode
would be like 3 hours long. I know. So we got this going on and this is happening and that just happened.
Yeah, so we'll keep you updated on our lives still while releasing season 3 and season 4. It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah, it really is. We came up with the schedule last night. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that confused me the most was when I got to the recaps, because the recaps ended up being like the same week we're going to release season 4's and 3's recap. I was like, okay, is that going to get confusing?
Yeah, it very well could be. Yeah. But you know what? You're getting your episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you really want, you could like wait to listen to season 4 until you finish season 3, or just listen to season 4 and wait to do season 3 until all of them are released.
That's true.
Do whatever you want.
If I'm too hard to listen to 2 main episodes a week, just listen to one and then
come back to the other one later
and binge it.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the title I'm gonna make sure to say like season 3 Allegiant or whatever, so that you understand.
Idea. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make it work for you guys.
Yeah, it's helped our workflow.
Yes.
And getting this scheduled, and the schedule kind of, it makes sense to us with what we're doing.
So we hope it makes sense to you too. It probably, you know, they're probably over here like, who cares? You're just comparing books and movies. Like, what is it? Like, does it really matter? Season 1 or 2 or 3
yes,
or 4?
It does. I have a set schedule for these. Thank you.
I think the only confusing part is going to be the recap.
Stephen King. Oh. Me, I'm like, our horror books are coming out in the spring.
No, I just meant in general, like,
yeah,
to know, oh my gosh, okay, I got to keep differentiate. This is season 4 and this is 3.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't have to.
Yeah.
The only time you really
do
need
the work for you. Yeah.
Is, yeah, and we say at the beginning of every episode, season 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Guys, we make it easy for you.
Yeah. So just listen to them all.
Yeah.
Listen to them multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Binge them all season. Like, listen while we go and then go binge. Back and binge them.
Yeah.
Man.
Binge with your friends. Binge with your family.
But not with them. Give it to them. So then we get multiple listens.
Yes. Help You're, us out.
Yes.
We're so good.
And so once the strike, I was going to say this a little bit ago and I forgot. But once the strike is over, is when I will go onto our website and update season 3/4
mm-hmm.
on for like what's coming up or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So you can stick with us if you want to read it and watch the movies.
Yeah.
And compare.
We also just want to make sure that the strike is over before January. Before.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise our whole entire plan is screwed. But I also, it is November. We have November, December. We have basically 2 months before January.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like they're right on the tail end of it. So
I hope so. Anyways, so that's kind of our game plan.
Mm-hmm. And it feels good to have a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yep. Oh, do you want to do that game?
That oh, yeah.
Word game?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. So I saw this on TikTok, you guys. So basically, Bree and I just say a random word, and then with that, we have to find something in common with that those words, and we're trying to narrow it down to
until we get the same word.
Okay? It's called, like, got it, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
Okay, so think of any word.
Should we be recording this?
Like a video?
Yeah.
Probably.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, then we'll have 2 videos that we're supposed to release this week.
No, we'll release one and not the other.
Okay.
And then save the other one for later. We'll save the Got It video for it next time.
Okay.
Now it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So do we have to come up with a theme?
Nope.
Okay.
It's all random.
Okay.
Okay.
When are we going?
Let me think of a word. Okay. Got it. Ready?
Okay.
Wait, what? Ready? Set.
Wait. I'm counting this down. I'm like doing 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Don't just say okay.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
3, 2, 1. Vampires.
Computers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it. 3, 2, 1. Bella Edward. Swan.
Oh! Can we say...
why we...
No. Oh. Can we... I feel like we got the common... It's a book. Oh, I just gave away what I was going to say. Now I have to pick a different word.
No, you're right. That was exactly the word I was going to do, but I don't think we can.
I have to pick a different word anyways. Okay, I got one.
Okay, me too.
Ready?
3, 2, 1. Stephanie
Charlie.
Meyer.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, I gotta figure out.
You're gonna be confused with mine.
I gotta figure out a common thing between those two.
I've got mine.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Forks. Browns.
Damn it. That would have been a smart one. Okay, but I've got one for this. Brown forks.
Okay, I got one.
3, 2, 1.
Military-trian. Oh, so close. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Okay, so trees and military-trian. Okay, I got one. No, I don't. Hang on. Okay.
I don't know if mine really counts, but
I know,
I'm going
neither.
With
okay.
it. 3, 2, 1.
The
outside.
Cullen House.
Okay. Oh,
we would get like this area of topic on our very first game too. Okay, you said outside.
And you said the Cullen House.
Okay.
And I know exactly what I'm going to say.
Okay, me too.
3, 2, 1.
Sparkly. Oh, no.
Okay, I got this one.
Okay, hang on. Okay, cold and sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Baseball.
Vampire skin. Baseball sparkly
because they play it outside and the sun might be shining on them and they're cold.
They can only play baseball in a thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. So vampires get in baseball.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. I got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
White.
Sun.
Because they're pale white and that a baseball is white.
That makes sense. Okay, I've got mine for sun and white.
Sun and white.
Do you guys hear me trying to like give her? I'm like, sun and white. If you can't figure out what I'm trying to say. Allie also told me, she was like, with two of us, this is going to be so easy. We're going to figure it out so quick.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm ready. Oh, she's got to get a drink.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Clouds.
Sunlight. Do you hear me giving her a clue? Sun and white. Sunlight. What?
I was thinking the clouds.
Yes, I know. That makes more sense. Okay, clouds.
And sunlight.
And sunlight. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Weather! There's 5 minutes of us, like, shouting out words.
We can't do it.
I hope you guys are playing along with us. That would be so fun. Okay. Wait, okay, so we got summer and weather. Okay.
What do they have in common?
Are we allowed to say things we've already said?
I think with 5 minutes of us not clearly, yes.
Okay.
Because that's, I'm going there.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Sun! Yeah! That was fun.
Okay. Want to do it again?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Watch it get to Twilight again. But I just said it. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. It's a book. We're talking about the book.
We are.
The best book ever.
Okay. Ready? Let's see. Okay.
Okay. Three, two, one.
50. Christmas.
50 Christmas.
Oh, no. Okay. Why did I say 50? What has anything to do with 50?
Are you thinking 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I saw the 50 out
there. How does that have anything in common with Christmas?
How does that have anything in common with anything? Why did I say that? 50.
I think I can.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Three, two, one.
12 Days of Christmas. You made me mess up. The weather outside is frightful. Is that like a 1950s song? What did you say?
12 Days of Christmas. Oh. I went with a number because you threw
out that would have been a good one.
How did you get the weather outside is frightful with 50?
Did it come out in the 1950s?
Oh.
I don't know. That seems like an old song.
Okay, but this one should be easy for us now. Okay?
Okay, hold on. So you said 12 Days of Christmas, and I said the weather outside is frightful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one. Christmas
Snow.
Songs.
I love how yours are all like, make sense.
You're just like, yeah, snow. Okay.
What's even happening right now?
I got this one.
I got it too.
I hope you do. You ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Let it snow!
I was like, watch or not.
I think I would cry from laughing so hard. Oh my gosh. All right, well. That was entertaining. I'm sure we will do that again because that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But. My lights up. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right. That was fun. 8-minute video for YouTube.
I know. I'll figure out how to make that a 90-second one for TikTok.
Yeah. All your screw-ups. 50. How is that even?
I don't even know what I was thinking. That one we did way faster than the freaking Twilight or the vampire one.
I know.
All right, you guys. Okay. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun.
Okay, we'll see you.
See ya next week.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.